The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a good story, isn't it? You can imagine it as they're trotting along the road, despairing, and then recounting the story. Our lives are a story, aren't they? Everybody's got a different story. Everybody's got a different narrative from beginning to end. And whenever we meet with people, we talk about things that have happened during the day, don't we? We tell a story. We wrap up the small number of facts into a tale. Makes it more interesting, doesn't it? We might embellish it a little bit. Or not. Well, the scripture reading offers us a great story. It's the story of these two men on Easter Sunday setting out on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, a distance of about 7 miles. And how they met a stranger going along the road and began to speak to him about all that had occurred in the holy city during the previous week. And this stranger responded to their grief and their despondency, their dejection and their shock about how Jesus, a good man, a prophet, a man powerful before God and all the people, had been crucified and buried by taking them on a journey through the law and the prophets. In that journey, he showed them how the scriptures and foretold all of that story and all that he'd suffered, even how he would die and what purpose it served. The greatest story ever told. And the scriptures are amazing. Moses and David, Isaiah and Malachi, Jeremiah and Ruth all speak of God's anointed one, of God's suffering servant. They speak, too, of God's purpose and plan for the world. How the world began and how it will end. It's amazing because it's our story too, especially when we take it to our hearts. And in that story, we are told that the men's hearts burned within them as the stranger told them about these things, as he opened the scriptures to them. So we meet God, Christ, in the Word of Scripture, in study, and in prayer. I found his strength in Philippians. I understood faith in Matthew 17, verse 20, and I found out about forgiveness in Ephesians 4:31. When did you first meet with him? And what was the first piece of scripture that made your heart burn? Get a warm feeling then, just thinking about it? Say yes, Vince. Good. I thought you'd left. Our tradition teaches that the reading of Scripture and the study of Scripture is the primary way that we meet with God, that we meet with Christ. Martin Luther said it like this, I love this. The New Testament Scriptures are the swaddling clothes that wrap around Christ. The New Testament scriptures are swaddling clothes that wrap around Christ. In reading you seek, in meditation you find, in contemplation you will hear. And just then maybe our hearts will burn. While we get to know Christ and meet him through the Word, we commune with him. We conduct our relationship with him through prayer. And I can't number the times that prayer, in prayer to God I've met him. Warmed me. I felt his spirit touch me. I've heard him tell me what I should do and what I shouldn't do. I've felt his forgiveness. I've experienced joy that words can't express. So study of the scriptures and prayer is the way we meet Christ and come closer to him. Without them, we cannot expect to know God, to encounter him or commune with him. But the story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus tells us something more about how we might recognize him, how we might encounter him. It speaks of how Christ walks with us on our journey and how in the breaking of bread he came to be known to us. But of course, we know, just as in the time of Christ, today, when we eat a meal with somebody, when we have a person in our house and sit at our table, it's one of the greatest compliments we can offer, the greatest kindness that one can show, a profound act of intimacy, an act of trust, of honor, and of friendship. And it was in that act, and specifically in the breaking of the bread and in the prayer of thanksgiving over that bread, that the two men, whose minds were clouded with anxiety and grief, had their eyes opened and recognized who was with them. The stranger who they invited into their home was actually Christ. And having recognized him, they are filled with joy and excitement to return to Jerusalem to give witness to the disciples and bring the assurance that they needed. It's a story that brings us assurance too. The church has long taught that we can come to know God, that we can recognize him in the breaking of bread and giving thanks, in this sacrament of Holy Communion, which we do twice a week here. And I believe that's true. But I also believe that more is meant in the story of the road to Emmaus. It isn't just kneeling here at the altar rail at 8 o'clock in the church building that we meet with God. I believe that this story is telling us that we recognize and commune with Christ whenever we gather and share with another person our joy or our grief, and offer prayer and a bread we break together or a cup that we lift up and share with each other. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there he will be also." And when we gather together in moments of intimacy, when we share the greatest gifts that we can share with one another, our homes, our tables, our bread, our wine, our inner sanctums, Christ comes among us. So I brought my diary and I expect you all to invite me from it. But on these occasions, we meet Christ, we recognize him, we experience his healing, his challenging or assuring presence, and in those brothers and sisters who are around us, whether they are strangers or friends. As we share what's important to us with each other, as we honour each other with our hospitality, our trust, and most importantly, our hearts, we meet with Christ. The Bible, the church, call this meeting, this sharing, this hospitality, this trust, which we extend to friends and strangers alike. Communion. Communion. So we need to reach out to others, open our homes and our hearts, as the men did. And by doing so, as it says, we may be entertaining angels unaware. Might even be an encounter unaware.